This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A year ago yesterday, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives voted along party lines to repeal the Affordable Care Act. A celebration at the White House followed, which was itself followed by the Senate not voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But while the ACA does officially still stand as part of the new tax law, the individual mandate has gone away, the requirement that people buy health care coverage or pay a fine. And as a result of that, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the health desk at WHYY, this is going to be another year of premium increases.
Let's start with some good news.
Health insurers are gradually getting better at this.
Deep Banerjee is a healthcare analyst with S&P Global Ratings. The company is an underwriter of our program. Banerjee says insurers have gone from losing their shirts in 2016 to making a modest profit last year.
It is a really good sign to see more insurers be able to make a profit, because that means that less insurers will be inclined to exit the market in the years to come.
But here's the problem. Banerjee thinks most companies won't ever make that much in this market. Think about 2%. With margins like that, health insurers will balk at any uncertainty. The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt says by Congress repealing the individual mandate and the Trump administration making it easier to buy non-ACA-compliant plans, insurers have two giant wild cards.
Really what this is about is creating a parallel insurance market with different rules that will be very attractive to healthy people.
Fewer healthy people means even less profit for insurers. In a typical year, the companies will raise premiums to keep up with rising healthcare costs, somewhere around the mid-single digits. But with the threat that healthy people will ditch the market, that's not happening, says Al Bingham with Wakely Consulting.
You know, you're looking at something like mid to high teens.
That's his best guess at a national average. Given insurers' growing comfort with this market, Bingham says if there were less uncertainty this year, he'd expect increases to be about half of what he's expecting. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.